Rusty Quill presents.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Previously on Planet Arcana.
We last left our crew in a cavern behind Paragon's waterfall, having unintentionally treated Diplo Beefs Impartial to an early retirement, when they were accosted by Hagatha, one of the hags they last encountered outside Aqua Catch. With a decisive but non-lethal blow, Crater Wayne quickly incapacitates Hagatha, and the crew set about hiding Beef's square frame in the caverns, marinating the body in Vlad's telltale Dolce & Gabbana in hopes of throwing the Diplos off their own scent. Their business concluded, the crew abscond with anything of value they can find and return to Sister Mary Viable for a debrief and a good night's sleep. The next day, on their way to their first press event as CGA hopefuls, our band runs across their competition, Team Sprocket, and their newest addition, Vlad Honorific, who luckily does not recognize our heroes as his dream network assailants. The interview with Shoulder Paz is brief and bumpy, but Riot's natural charisma pulls them through, and the entire Fifth Collide is introduced to the damn good on Wilds. On their way back to the hotel, the crew are intercepted by none other than Yeehaw McGraw, who explains he's become worried about Uncle Edict, his fixation on Rat, and on Celestine. Yeehaw offers Celestine a deal, the name of a contact in the Good on Wilds who can point Celestine toward his off-the-grid maker, in exchange for Celestine's efforts to persuade Edict to stop whatever he's up to. Celestine agrees. As their interview plays on screens throughout Paragarden, our heroes return once again to Sister Merryviable to rest, rehearse, and ready themselves to play their part in CGA and in Teaspoon's plan to bring down Lux Booker.
I can hear you. I am listening. I can hear the cacophony
coming from all across the Fifth Kalai.
Oh, how I miss you, my dearest darling. I miss
the clockwork,
the neon,
the networks.
Oh, these metropolises, these
verdant,
desolate biomes. Oh, the fun and games we have planned.
But always with the
promise that we are on a blinding path of success. You will be tried.
You will be
compromised. I repeat, we've been compromised. But do not despair.
You will
see the world.
You will
know
Planet Arcana.
You will find
it. All it takes is a friend.
All it takes is perseverance.
All it takes is a little sweat. All it takes is a key.
My dear Riot, when I heard you were in town, I thought to myself, you simply must see my newest show. I know times are busy, life is fast, and work like ours simply cannot go unfinished. I've heard whispers of your work, and I would love for you to learn of mine, as I believe our love of music isn't the only interest we share. In the stead of a formal invitation, I would love to give you a tour of my theater before my show is put on. Please meet me at the Resonance Theater at nightfall.
On the heels of this week's work building up to the events to come, a most mysterious invitation has found its way to your room at Sister Merryviable.
Wow.
Is there a signature?
I don't see a name, but I think I can guess.
You have some idea who this might be?
I'm not 100%.
I mean, are they looking for a collab? Because I don't know if we have room in the band. It's kind of full. Well, I guess I shouldn't be so closed off.
DMs, would I know who this is?
I think that it would be fair to say, being an influencer, being in the entertainment industry, you have heard whispers of the Resonance Theater. Although, oddly, the whispers are just about the Resonance Theater and about the person who performs at it and puts on shows. Her name is Epoch, but that's sort of where the limit of your knowledge ends. And in fact, when you've tried to get descriptions of these shows in the past, it's all been very vague, like, oh, it was incredible, you wouldn't believe. It filled me with emotion. But when it comes to the plot, the actors, nobody seems to have any concrete information. So this is what you know of Epoch.
If it's who I think it is, I don't know much about them at all, but that's the thing. That's the biggest part about this whole scene at the Resonance Theater. It's this mystery. It's deeply intriguing. Can we follow up on this? Do you think there's time? Do you guys want to do this?
Well, as long as there's room, I guess, in our schedules for all the commitments that Lux has you going to and whatnot, if we can fit it in, I must say that I'm intrigued as well.
Oh, Lux would want me to go to this.
Let's do it then. Yeah.
I suppose that settles it.
Yes. Okay.
The commitment made, you prepare to depart that evening. Perhaps it's a welcome distraction from the events at Kaleidoscope and the tense couple of days anticipating news of Beef's disappearance. Or perhaps this is yet another complicating factor in the lead up to CGA. Regardless, you hold the invitation in your hands as you resolve to make the trip to meet its author. An uncommonly cold evening greets you on your way out the door. It follows you into the pay zone and all the way up to the entrance of the Resonance Theater. And somebody is waiting for you near the entrance as you approach. A cloud android.
What you see this brilliant cloud android. When you look around and you see other cloud androids, you see this, like, people with other, you know, neutral toned coats, one color, and very futuristic, whatever. She is this, like, sunset cloud android. She kind of starts at, like, these, like, sun yellows and oranges at the top of her head and all the way down to her feet. It's just a mixture of, like, yellows, oranges, blues, down into purples.
Very cool.
Right now, she's kind of in her script writing mode, and she kind of looks like everyone else. Like, she's got, like, drapey layers on, almost like lazy clothes, but her brilliant, like, outer shell and these, like, white bantu knots that are tied all around her head and her white eyes as she, like, looks off to the side and tell someone about some detail, some meticulous detail that isn't exactly how it should be. Those are the things that kind of stand out to you and make her stand out from, like, these lazy clothes that she's wearing right now.
The three of you note this brilliant android, and Riot, you assume that this must be Epoch. And as a note, Epoch's pronouns are she, her.
I'm going to go talk to her. I'll walk up to Epoch. Hi there. We've never met in person before. My name is Riot. It's wonderful to meet you. I'm a big fan of yours.
I am of yours. I didn't know if you would actually take up the opportunity on my letter. I'm glad you came. She's gonna shove one hand out to shake yours.
And Riot is going to grab it immediately and shake a little too verdantly, maybe.
Yes, right back. When you look at Epoch, like, she had a very blasé, like, this is my theater, you know, I run this place. She has a very specific look, but when you are, like, interfacing with her, she definitely, like, she is also glowing and shaking like a little nerd as well. So it feels like the energy is definitely returned. Yes, this is my theater. I'm glad that you came. This is great news.
Yeah, I've heard a lot, and your style of operating is brilliant. I've been looking at your work for some time. I don't know much about you, and I love that. Just the innovation of mystery that you have, it just boggles me.
Our shows are specific. Yes. I kind of go into hiding to write quite a bit after my shows, and then, you know, we have these one night only events almost. They are histrionic. They are moving. But I have a show that's coming up very soon. I actually think it would be interesting for a collaboration of some sorts, if you wanted to.
Absolutely. What did you have in mind?
Your friends are, like, standing outside the doors. I don't know if they do. They want to come in?
Absolutely. That's kind of weird. Totally. I'm sorry.
You can come in. Sorry.
They're calling us in. Celestine.
Sorry.
We're okay, allowed good. To. All right then.
Okay. Yeah. Like, I didn't know if this was, like, a riot.
No. Yeah, like, that's my bad.
It just feels like a riot. Okay.
I just ran right in. I didn't even talk.
Okay. All right.
This is Crater.
Howdy ho. I don't know why I said that. I've never
that
said that in my life.
That is the first time in all the time that I have known you that you've ever used that phrase.
Interesting. She pulls out a little notepad and writes down.
And this is Celestine.
So we're doing the real name. Okay, yes. Yep. Hi. Yeah, my Celestine Wanderoff. Nice to meet you. I have not heard of you before this day, but if Miss Riot is intrigued and impressed, well then, consider me 10 times as much.
Well, maybe you can absolutely just take a tour with me through my theater, and you can kind of see what we're working with here, and you can understand what goes on if you would like.
Absolutely, that sounds wonderful.
So, the Resonance Theater, it is a monument in this city. I think that it's just, like, this beautiful sight. There are, like, shades of frosted glass that have these ambling ambient hues. And during the day, you can't really tell what color it's glowing. It kind of just seems like a pulse. Panes of glass jutting out at different angles in the middle of the city. Very like Sydney Opera House style, where it just cuts the skyline. During the day here, as you look in, the sun and like light just pours in. But as we walk into the theater, so I imagine there's just like one wall where once you get your ticket, you know, scanned or your pip scanned or whatever we like, you know, futuristic technology we have that we have created. You walk into this room and immediately all the light is like sucked out. You all see this like theater in the round. There is a stage in the center of this futuristically circular room, like cylindrical room. All of the seats lead towards this stage, and you see lifted up, there's room for an orchestra to sit up in this, like hanging in the air.
Ooh.
So the sound kind of falls down. But there are also orchestral seats around the main stage. It feels very like ritualistic as we walk in. Your eyes are drawn to the center stage on purpose. And as we walk around this cylindrical room, you see people with specific like pages of a script kind of running through lines, but you don't get the sense that anybody has the full script. You only hear bits and pieces of whatever's working right now.
As Epoch is giving you the tour of this theater, I think everyone is extremely engrossed in the beauty of this edifice and in the mystery of the preparations for the show. And Crater, something sort of catches. It's like tugging on the corners of your consciousness. This place, it seems familiar. You're certain you've never been here, 100%. But the familiarity remains. Can you roll me an insight check?
Gladly.
It's a big one.
It's a big one. Okay. What is my insight? I don't roll insight checks very often. Oh, minus one. Okay, that'll be great. that's a 12.
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's familiar. You've never been here. It's familiar.
Can I place like what sense is familiar? Like, does it look familiar to me? Does it smell familiar to me? Or like, is there something specific?
It's not look. It's not smell. It's none of your senses. You literally can't place it. It's more of like an abstract sensation at the corners of your consciousness, but you can't quite place it.
Interesting. Okay. I'm having some weird deja vu. I feel like I've been here before. It's probably nothing.
Okay. Have you even been to Paragarden before this?
If I did, I don't remember being here. I think this is my first time. Like, I don't know. There was a decade there where it's almost blackout. But
a decade? Holy shit.
10 years? Fully 10 years?
So Crater, you are only 50, right? That is a full 1/5 of your existence.
Yeah.
I thought I had memory issues.
Yeah, that's why I feel 40 at heart, you know, those 10 years don't count.
Interesting. Crater Wayne, you're very interesting. Keeps writing.
There's going to be a play about Crater.
Yes, I feel 40 at heart. And then in parentheses, actively doesn't remember 10 years of their life.
I would watch it.
Yeah, I'm there.
So can I ask, like, what's this production you have going at the moment?
It's unnamed right now. Usually these things happen spontaneously before, you know, right before production's gonna happen. The script is coming together quite nicely. It's just kind of my style. I kind of do dramatic works, a tempest of music, art, dance, dialogue. It can be anything, honestly. And today it felt like the right time to get back on stage. So script is pulled together, kind of. And the show will happen tonight.
It's happening tonight.
Yes.
That's a quick turnaround.
Wow.
Yes. I pay my workers quite well. They have to deal with some very fast turnaround times.
No kidding. It's honestly like an honor to be asked here. Yeah, I'm just trying not to geek out too much.
No, it's an honor that you actually came and your friends. I've never heard of you, but I'm sure that, you know.
It's all right. Nobody has.
Yeah. I mean, everyone kind of keeps track of everyone in this town. But I don't know. I think there are definitely opportunities to be capitalized on for both of us. In the name of art, of course, always.
Always, always. Was there some aspect that you found specifically inspiring as far as a potential collaboration?
Well, I mean, one of my employers that also may be an employer of yours seems fairly set on us working together. And I don't like using people. I don't like only using someone's talents, you know, for my own personal gain. But I figured it might actually help because I have been a fan of yours as well for a long time. And this seemed like a good time to possibly collaborate.
Celestine raises his hand like he's got a question.
Yes.
thank you. Is the individual that you and Ms. Riot here have in common with that by chance be Lux Booker?
I would prefer that name not be said in my theater. It is bad luck. It is very bad luck. Absolutely not.
Celestine goes outside, spits, turns around 3 times.
Yeah. Very superstitious, that one.
Mick Booker. Yeah.
Yes.
You didn't go for Mick Lux?
Oh, yeah.
It's right there.
Mick Lux.
Well,
no, Lux is not welcome.
I can understand why you would feel that way about that individual.
We feel similar ourselves.
Yes, we do.
He's kind of a piece of shit, and I look at her like expectantly trying to gauge her reaction to that.
Oh, you see she like coffee cup appears out of nowhere. She takes a long sip and just sighs and is like, more than you know.
Okay.
I love the image of someone just walking by and just handing a coffee. Right when you need it.
Yes. Always, always.
These staff are so well paid.
Yes. This is what it does. This is what my, okay, whatever, whatever. You know, capitalism. I slipped him a 20. Here's a little tip.
You tip your own staff, that is. Are there any openings on you? This seems like a good gig.
Yeah, I mean, tonight there are some openings if you would like to be a part of this whole spontaneous production.
Well, what, you need like a ticket salesman or something? Like you need back of house people? Like, what are you looking for?
Yeah, like I'll be an usher or whatever, but...
That would actually be great. I mean, someone to kind of... You know, keep the place safe, I guess, during our show tonight. I would appreciate that.
I'm sorry, but safe? What do you imagine might happen tonight that people would be unsafe?
I don't think anyone's ever unsafe in this theater. I don't know, things are getting hairy these days. I feel as if it's more for me. I don't know. I think it would probably be in your best interest to know who my employer is. That way you can gauge whether or not you would like to work with me, or you can see why I might want some instance of protection.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to know, to talk about that for sure.
Obviously. I don't know if you've heard from it recently, but my employer is the devil themselves, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you understand. Oh God, gets another coffee cup.
Well, stars.
Honestly, I'm kind of relieved because I have no idea what I'm doing with this fucker. Like, it's a weird territory, and I'm kind of excited to be on similar footing here.
Oh,
maybe there's
yes.
some things we can share in some experience or what have you. I'm new to this.
Of course. We have a very specific relationship, and a lot of my, well, I'm powerful despite, you know, them. But I think that us working together, it was something that the devil specifically asked for.
Hmm.
Like I said, I don't like using people, but I'm a big fan.
Has the devil ever caused you any grief, anything to fret about as far as safety and things are concerned? Is that what you're implying with
safety talk.
Maybe it's best we should go somewhere more private than this. Mm-hmm. Sound carries, you know, that kind of thing.
Sound carries, indeed. And so you make your way to a private place, but on the way, I think perhaps you pass the orchestra pit. Epoch especially, you notice that one of the members of the orchestra is giving you some strong side eye as you pass, and perhaps even like nods to you to get your attention briefly. And naturally, you recognize this person. Hearth, would you like to tell us a bit about her?
So you see this human who is unpacking their violin. They're going through, you see them plucking their strings, making sure things are in tune, and you see them like set the violin in front of them, like kind of on their midsection while they tune. And as they make kind of like, they kind of flash those like side eyes at me, I go over to her. She has her hair, it is, even as it is tied up in like a ponytail behind her head, you can just tell it's very long hair. It's very long, bright hair, like bright pink hair.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. I would say she's like around the same age-ish. So like late 20s, early 30s situation. As I walk up, you do notice that we have matching scarves on. Like, she is also wearing comfy clothes. I am wearing comfy clothes. And as we walk up, we just have, like, these matching scarves. Give me just one moment. Let me step away for a second.
Of course.
By all means.
And I will walk over to Hearth. Did you need something?
No, I don't. I don't need anything. I just... You know I disapprove of all of this. Epoch, you have run yourself into the ground lately. And we've talked a lot about you starting to take a break and you maybe stepping away from it all. Or at least I have talked to you about it and you continue to do...
And I step forward and I put one hand kind of like bracing her arm as she's tuning her violin. Hearth, I don't... I understand slowing down, and I will. After this, I promise. You know how inspiration hits me. I can't, if I don't do something about it, it'll eat me alive, and it'll be good to be able to perform together again, right?
Of course. I would never want to see you stop performing, and I think you know that. I just think that you could perform just as well without the suffering. And as a side note, I mean, I know who Riot is. I follow her on Pip. She's chaotic. She does a lot of destructive stuff, okay? I just do not want to see you. You're already worn down. That's all I'm saying. I'm worried.
I understand. It's just cool to have someone who understands. Not that you don't understand. I think Riot gets that artistic, I don't know, like whether, where, that happens over time if you don't express yourself. I think Riot understands that, and I understand what you think and what you feel, and I don't want to put that down, but it's a one-night show. It's one night only. One night, and I will slow down, and I will go back to writing just regular old sitcom ads, and I will keep all my music to myself, and we don't have to worry about this anymore.
I would never suggest that you stop doing art, but can you just promise me that after tonight, we're gonna take a break? And a real break. I mean, I want to see you rest.
Yes, I promise.
Okay.
I don't know if now's a good time to say this, but your A is, the A is a little flat on your
Thank
oh
you, Epoch.
Yes. Everyone, Hearth is in charge. Obviously, first violin is always in charge if the conductor's away. Have a good rehearsal. I'll be back soon. I give Hearth's hand one more, like, shoulder, arm, one more squeeze as I
turn to walk away back to the party.
She gives you a look that you can tell that she really wants to believe your promise.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. I want to believe my promise. Yeah. Jeez. Well, I just smile as convincingly as I possibly can, even though I can't lie to her, and go back over. Okay. Are we ready?
Yeah, ready. Ready as ever.
Great.
Yeah, I'm hitting my leg when Epoch isn't looking, like, kind of like, shut the fuck up.
You're talking too long. Oh, like, was I super loud when she came back? I just don't know. I think Epoch is going to take them to, oh my gosh, it would be so cool if we went up to the rafters.
Ooh. Oh, get up there. Uh-huh. Yeah,
for
baby.
Sure. So it is a long, like, ladder that you have to go up. Like, you literally have to go straight up into the air. But there are just, like, these rafters where you can stand above the theater and really take in the sound as it lifts up.
Cool.
So I will just lead them. There's no, like, weight restrictions or anything. But if you have a height issue, now's probably the time to tell me.
Can I just make a prediction? Before the end of the night, one of us is going to be jumping out of these rafters at one point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, jumping is optimistic. I was going to say fall, but...
Or, I mean, if anybody does have an issue going up the ladder, I can always help with that.
I'm more than capable of climbing a ladder myself.
All right, Mr. Crater Wayne. Good with ladders.
But maybe you go last, Crater, because if that ladder breaks under your weight, none of us is getting up.
It's true.
Fair. Yeah, okay, after you guys.
Roll for the ladder holding. you all get up there.
So, about the devil. Hmm. As we get up to the top rafters. As I said, that sound is floating up. You can hear the orchestra, like, fiddling through a piece that I've just barely written and, like, photocopied. I'm like, here are your notes. They are still, like, handwritten little beat marks. But it is coming together. It is making, like, a beautiful, like, romantic kind of piece. And we're talking about the devil over this romantically saccharine sweet piece. I have a specific relationship with the devil that is, I don't know, it's not harmful to me, but I think that, I don't know, we all do things in order to gain power, and it's not harmful for anyone else either, but I think it's just in my interest to make sure that nothing can go wrong this time.
I don't mean to interrupt, but you say nothing can go wrong this time. Has something gone wrong in the past?
Not yet, but my work, I mean, it's not limited to just this. The music and the lights and the staging and the choreography and everything, it's way more than that. What experience do you have with True Names?
Oh. You're asking a weird bunch of people that question.
Yeah, funny you should ask. Perhaps less than most, if that makes sense.
Hmm. Interesting. And Riot, what about you?
I don't know my true name. I couldn't tell you, strangely enough.
Do you have a true name?
Of course. Everyone has a true name.
And what is it?
Crater.
You can't just ask someone their true name.
Okay, I'm sorry, DMs. Roll me a perception check to see how stupid you think Epoch is.
It's going to work one of these days. I don't know.
Someone's going to be like, my true name is... Yeah. Arkansas. I don't know.
Whoa. Oh, I hope that's
I can't believe you guessed one of their true names. Yeah. We'll never tell who it is.
Just like Aqualung is just somewhere crying right now. No, that is a funny joke, Mr. Wayne. Writes that down. Cool. True names are obviously fairly secret. They are probably the best kept secret of our world as we know it. I happen to have a deal with the devil that allows me to glance at true names, specifically during my performances.
Like you have insight with no information into someone's true name?
Yes.
Huh.
I have this ability and I try not to use it for evil. I don't think I have yet, but Mostly. I mean, if you've ever seen any sort of headlines where someone's true name has been leaked and it was a particularly insidious figure, that was probably my work.
I mean, that's pretty gallant.
And pretty detrimental, I guess.
Depends on the person. But, what's your relationship with this power?
Well, I mean, I get some true name. I take someone down, and I don't know if you've noticed, but I basically live off of coffee, and that sounds very grown of me, I guess, but I legitimately trade sleep to be marveled, I guess. That's a better way of putting it.
Oh.
I cannot remember the last time I slept. I couldn't sleep if I tried.
Oh, my stars.
Drastic. How, I don't know how to ask this, but say we're in a situation where you could potentially see the true names of ours that we don't even know. How do we trust you? I absolutely inherently do, initially, like, but we don't know each other very well. What can we... Can we, like, come to some agreement with this?
Well, there must be a reason why you're telling us this. Like, what do you want from us, exactly?
I want help. I haven't done this in a long while, and I am looking to take down a kind of a bigger target, and I think that it will do something I've never experienced before.
Can you tell us who?
I mean, I've targeted a few larger figures in the city so far, but I think this is going to be my last time, something like that. I should hope, and so I figure I might as well go as big as I possibly can, and as big as I can possibly think is to target Lux, if I can, which is why his name is not to be spoken here.
Understood.
It's completely superstitious, but...
May I ask? I mean, we're all in agreement here that that person is a bad person, but what is it that he has done to you specifically? Why target him, and why target him now?
I suppose I trust you. I have to. There's a group of people called the Names for Atu, if you've ever heard of them.
Oh my, yes.
I am inexplicably tied to them, as I have become one of them, specifically for the purpose of, well, doing this.
No, I just... I'm not saying this as a point of fact, but, like, we have been screwed over by some Names for Atu already.
Who?
You know someone named Vlad?
God. Yes. Yes, I know Vlad.
Like the dumpy-looking dude?
Yes, I know.
Bit of a wiener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Smells like Dolce & Gabbana. Mm. Yep. Really matted hair.
It's really just gross person. Yes.
A bit yucky, yeah.
So if you really truly wanted to know my next targets, people that I truly skipped over to get to Lux. I mean, Vlad was on there. Chrissy was on there. I don't know if you know Chrissy, but...
We know Chrissy, yeah.
We're acquainted.
I, before, went through the whole ritual of doing this true name thing to take down some other Names for Atu who... Well, the whole system of power is to get thralls underneath you, and there is a specific type of Names for Atu who make thralls out of exes, if that makes sense. If you think about this, like, think about it. Imagine being fully in love with someone and you tell them your true name, and then they use that true name over you to make you into their thrall. That it's just like it's the one place you might actually truly trust.
God.
So I don't know. Starts out small like that, and it was a success. And I feel like it was just time for me to start taking on bigger fish.
Huh. That is something. Where do we come in?
I kind of metered your reaction when you originally suggested his name, but he has the most thralls of all of the Names for Atu, and the more thralls you have, the more power you have. I don't know. Right, I knew that you were closely tied to him, so I didn't know if you would know a way to, I don't know, make him weaker or anything like that. He's very strong.
Extremely. And yeah, unfortunately, I am very closely tied to him, much to my chagrin.
Well, we know Lux is, like, the better that you do, the stronger he gets, right? Like, the more his talent does better, right?
Yes, and we did learn that disrupting the success of Lux's thralls would distract him and require him to put more focus and energy into maintaining those connections and make him more prone to need a big sleep.
Wait, can you repeat that one more time about the sleep thing?
Well, it seems that, I mean, at the very least, what we've heard is that if Lux is distracted by his thralls misbehaving or just not succeeding in the way that he's used to, then he won't draw as much energy from them and he won't be as powerful and he will have to turn his focus to them, all of which will tire him out, I suppose.
I feel like there's something there.
Having said that, we did try that and it didn't really go that well for us.
We've gathered that some way or another, Lux has my true name, and he has blocked me from seeing things. He has gotten me to say things against my will. I tried leaving him, and he turned that on its head. It's not the best situation.
Right. I'm so sorry about that.
I honestly have no idea how he's doing it. No one knows my true name. And I've never been here, so I know it wasn't you. But somehow, he did. And it's for that reason that I would do absolutely anything to take that guy down. So can you use me? Can you use my bondage to him in some respect to take him down?
There's something here when it comes to distracted by thralls, and he goes into a deep slumber. I haven't slept, and I feel like there's something here we could do.
Well, as long as we're all being honest, we do know that when a Namesferatu does have their big sleep, they become vulnerable within the networks. And now we have tried to track and well, I suppose eliminate another Namesferatu in that manner, and that was Vlad. And unfortunately, we were by the time we got to his manifestation within the networks, we were no longer strong enough to finish the job.
And just as a reminder, there's also the matter of the timing of Lux's big sleep.
Right, because Teaspoon wanted us to time it in a certain way.
Right, for the, what was it, the finale? Of
the closing ceremonies.
Closing ceremonies, thank you.
Are we able to do like a perception check as far as like sharing that kind of information with Epoch?
Yeah, roll me an insight.
That is 14.
Anyone else want to roll?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll take a crack. I'll roll.
Nice.
Nope.
Oh, nope. God.
Greer.
I rolled a 3, so.
Crater, take a d6 to this. Take a d6.
Oh, do 2 with 3?
Oh my god, don't take a d6.
No, don't.
Baby, we're going to work with that 14, don't you worry.
Crater's white knuckling, but like just realized that he has a fear of heights.
Crater, you can't look down.
I just want to jump so bad. It's just the void is calling.
Riot, you're not sure, but there is something inside you that just instinctively is like, trust her.
I have like inherently felt just very extremely comfortable since I've walked up to this place, and you know, maybe it's my own reverence for this beautiful thing that you do, but you know, first of all, as far as trust goes, these two have been going by different monikers than the ones that we gave you, and I'm wondering if it wouldn't be too much trouble if we could kind of keep those as the ones on the forefront. Namely, this is 94.
Let me write this down. Okay.
And this is Steve.
Hello.
Steve. Well, okay.
Why'd you laugh at that? That's a fine name.
I just I do feel like I do feel like Steve needs a little bit of work, but like I have notes, well, but
I'd be happy to hear them at some point.
Yes, later, later. After the show, okay.
But so that is to say that I trusted you in a really instinctive way from the get-go. I normally wouldn't share that kind of information. I don't know why.
Yes.
But I feel intrinsically.
I promise I have no wish to bring any of you harm, and I can use these names for sure. Now, I do have to ask, Riot, do you have another name that you would prefer to be on the playbill, or... And are these the names you all want as, like, credit? I don't know. I guess you haven't exactly accepted being in the show yet, but...
I think we can come to a certain agreement that we are... We have similar interests here.
For sure.
We're after the same thing. In fact, we've been on this trail, this very specific trail, for a while now. And the reason I decided to align myself with the devil is because I could get Lux's true name. And I think we need to use that to our advantage somehow. The main problem being the timing of it all, because there's someone else that we're involved with who we're in league with on this thing who needs us to have Lux's slumber occur at a certain time.
The whole thing with the devil is... I mean, in general, if I ask for something, we can come to an agreement. I don't know if it's like that for you, but I think that if I offer up a bargain, if I offer up something valuable, we can get what we want or as close to what we want as, you know, as we possibly can.
And do you have an offer in mind?
I'm still thinking. I'm still trying to figure out where the slumber and the timing and the true name. I don't think I could get his true name, and for that I'm sorry, but I think that there could be something there about the sleep. I think that maybe during the ritual.
DMs, how close are we to the CGAs?
I'd say, I mean, CGAs are kicked off, but right now it's kind of like the interview promo mm-hmm. portion that gets televised. So yeah, it's like, it's all interviews and stuff like that. And actual performances should start in like 3 days and then go for a week.
So, and just to clarify, like there was the teaspoon thing. It's like making sure Lux is weak during the CGAs. That kind of means probably the finale, I would imagine.
Yeah, she specifically asked for his sleep to be initiated during the closing ceremonies.
Okay.
And I believe, just for some extra context, mm-hmm. I believe that you guys found out that that his sleep is scheduled for after CGA.
1 week after the CGAs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Crucially, you need to bump it up.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's our projected timeline at this point. We need to make sure that Lux is weak during the CGA's big finale, final performance, what have you, and do what we can to bump up his big sleep, which is scheduled for a week after the CGA's at this point. Seeing as taking power from his thralls would in turn choke off his energy source and distract him, is there some kind of thing we can do that, like, publicly takes away my power? I'm trying to think here.
Can a named Suratu steal a thrall from another named Suratu?
DMs.
Shit.
I think the thing is, Epoch, you wouldn't know. You would have no idea.
Yeah.
Because that's... Okay, I was so thrown off by that fucking brilliant suggestion that I'm trying to find my words here.
Yeah,
you probably wouldn't know, but also the fact that your work with names for Atus is so different than how other names for Atus use their names and use their power, it doesn't seem impossible to you. You wouldn't have, maybe not have experienced it.
Can you try to steal me?
I mean, I haven't heard of anything like that before, but...
Like, it'd be a big blow to Lux, right?
Especially right before you're about to perform.
While I'm performing, right in front of him.
Oh, do I have to invite him to the show?
There's a certain poetic beauty to it, isn't there?
Sadly, I have to admit, as an artist, yes, there is. I mean, my ritual is strong. I truly think that Lux and I are probably... the strongest, most formidable ambassadors of the devil. So, I mean, what does the devil have to lose, you know?
Yeah, call on that fucker to help us out, honestly.
That sounds... Let's do it. Let's do it.
The devil told me themselves they have no love for Lux.
So, I'm sorry. That just confirms I'm the favorite kid. I'm feeling a little elated right now. This is great. Then I guess we have a show to get ready for.
I guess we do.
This sounds amazing. Let's get your... You all prepared for your roles, then.
Yeah, wait, that part.
Roles. I
thought you brought us up here to, like, work the lights or something.
Riot is like the Mr. Burns thing when you, like, rub your... I guess rubbing her hands together and kind of, like,
Yes. I think as we all turn to leave, I think I'm the person probably... Well, I guess Crater is behind me. But, like, I just turn to everyone and I'm like... sorry, the ladder doesn't work. This is a sacrifice. And the joke does not land. And then I'm like, okay, one day I will write that joke so that it actually... Maybe I should do that at the beginning of us talking. And then it needs work. But yes, as you'll see, and then we'll start going down the ladder and I'm just yelling in the theater. There are no cast here. There's the tiniest amount of a ghost crew. And of course, the orchestra is down below. Actually getting the cast and crew together is a ritual of its own. And as I said, I try not to use my powers for evil, but this is kind of where my thralls come in. Oh. DMs, where are we at? How close are we to the to showtime?
How close do you want to be to showtime?
Oh my gosh.
It could be literally right now if you wanted it.
Yeah, it could be.
As soon as you do the thing... That thing.
That thing.
That thing you do.
That thing that I do. I think that, oh my gosh, we're just going to movie this. So we come down the ladder. I'm talking about how, like, this is where my thralls come in. I'm going to step up to the conductor stand where the orchestra is already playing. I pick up my baton and I lift my hands and start conducting. And we immediately, like, smash cut to... nighttime, where we see the orchestra is practicing right before the show.
Love the sound.
A chord is struck as Epoch conducts the first note to the orchestra, and a massive orchestral hit sends waves of sound sweeping through the theater in dreamy undulations. As that first wave subsides, it leaves behind a gentler, sustained series of chords that continue in repetition. Something about that sound is familiar. It imparts an odd mixture of sedation, unrest, and excitement. A spotlight erupts in light above the stage, basking the theater in a warm glow. And like the music, the light undulates, creeping through the building and spreading its golden rays in slow waves like honey. As it illuminates the theater, it reveals several people who hurriedly rush to take their respective places. Some go backstage, makeup brushes and tailor's tape in hand. Some rush to each side of the stage and begin fussing with the ropes, lights, and other set machinations. Others take their place behind a curtain, engaged in quiet stretching and vocal warm-ups. The crew has arrived. Meanwhile, the members of the orchestra seem to fall into a fugue state, as does the audience. The musicians' hands move automatically, their eyes glazed over, and at the epicenter of it all stands Epoch, who herself is undergoing a rather magnificent transformation.
I think that there's this moment as I walk from the orchestra pit all the way up to the stage, and as I'm walking up to the stage, different layers of clothing are just, like, literally cascading away, almost, like, disappearing into other realms as I, like, flip a long coat off my back and then pull the long scarf and throw it off into the side. As it blows behind her dramatically, it disappears as well. And underneath all of these clothes as she steps up to the stage where... I assume you all are kind of, like, on the side stage. You see a different version of Epoch. You see, like, her sunsetted skin is, like, perfectly on display here. The white knots primly tied with, like, beautiful wire around them.
Yes.
And as she walks up, she has these, like, cascading layers of like purple garments, a cape around her shoulders and arms that she like has just kind of thrown there. She wears like a long open suit with white shoes on. And I think that that's just her deal. Actually, it's not purple. It's white. Of course it's white. She's got the gradient going on the skin. So she's wearing like a white suit.
To match the eyes.
Yes. It's a whole thing. And she just walks up to everyone.
Crater, at this point, it all kind of starts to come together and you go like, of course, the feeling here, it's the same as that feeling of just being at the border of networks and reality, of a location, of a place that is drenched in that thinness. And you're reminded very strongly of the Fantabrans.
Sorry, I'm drawing a blank. What's the Fantabrans?
That's where y'all fought the moon.
Yeah, when we were in the cold breaks.
Oh.
Yeah, where you kept getting visions of like secrets and memories, and the veil was thin.
That haunts me still.
She was thin.
Okay. Yeah. Pierce the veil and all that shit.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's a good t-shirt idea. Pierce the veil,
Pierce
and, all
the
that
veil
shit.
And all that shit.
Playing an arcana.
Yeah.
Playing an arcana.
This is nothing if not a t-shirt brainstorming situation here.
Oh my god. Okay, so the cast has arrived, and as Epoch mentioned, these sort of serve as her thralls. They take on the appearance of names Feratu that have fallen from past shows. This cast is typically your window to actually commune with the devil. You never know which one the devil is inhabiting, but it's always inhabiting one.
That is delectable.
It is juicy. You have your script, Riot. Now, Knight, E4, and Steve, did you want your own copies of the script? Did you, so you can follow along? Did you want to be on stage for any of this?
I would prefer to not be on stage if at all possible. That terrifies me. And this theater here, there's people all around you. I don't know how or why you would want to do this.
It's comforting. The place is buzzing. Everyone knows where they should be, where they shouldn't be. And we are all leading towards the same symphony, I guess. It's all coming to a climax on this stage. And we all get to be a part of it.
Okay. I'm saying this, and like I'm saying this because I don't want to do it either, but like, this not be maybe good practice?
For what?
Okay. I don't want to speak for Steve specifically, but we do have a bit of a performance coming up.
What?
I'm sorry.
Are you in the CGA?
No. Yeah, but.
Technically, really, we're Ms. Riot's backup here.
You're looking at the damn good Unwild in the flesh here.
Wow, yes. Interesting. I never. Wow, what all do you play? Do you?
No.
Steve here is the best sing talker this side of the Magna Courts.
Smile a minute.
Wow.
Yep.
This. Mr. Wayne, what do you bring to this band?
Oh, I slap the sheepskin once in a while. Is it sheepskin? The drum, is that right?
Are you saying that you play the timpani, or is this actual sheepskin?
We go through so many sheep every time we rehearse.
Crater here is an insane drummer and is an absolute expert in the heavy genre.
Okay, sure.
Riot, what are you playing?
I'm bored of this thing that I've always done, of this like huge balls to the walls chaos destruction thing. That's why I look up to you so much, is your mystery. There's a prowess, there's a tactfulness that is just so outside of the terrain that I've typically operated on, and thanks to these two, actually, I'm going to push outside of my comfort zone, and I'm going to do something a little bit more stripped down, something a little bit more vulnerable and emotional.
Are you singing?
Yes. I'm going to sing.
That seems perfect for you, actually.
Yeah, right? I'm feeling really good about it. I just want these two to feel as good about it as I do.
Okay, so Celestine, so hear me out. Talk me out of this. Stefan, Steve.
Yes.
Stefan. Like,
yeah, that sounds a little more arty.
Well, I was going to go for Charlotte Tan. Get it? Like, I was going to say your name instead of Steve, because Steve, you just... I look at the... Because you're wearing a cowboy hat, right?
Yes.
It's not very Steve-like to me.
Oh. Why did neither of you tell me this? Well, I've been using Steve for weeks.
I've never met another Steve, so, like, you're my only frame of reference of a Steve. So it made sense to me.
I'm not going to yuck you, yum.
All right. Crater, Knight, what was it that you were... What was it that you were saying there?
I mean... Like, for me personally, my biggest fear is being on stage in front of a lot of people. And, like, we have a stage in front of us and a lot of people coming around. I don't know. We can get used to it. Talk me out of it. I don't know.
What if you could kind of, like, split the difference on you know, exposure therapy to this kind of thing? Like Epoch. Is there any kind of, like, opportunity role-wise, like tree one.
Is there a horse that you need two parts for so that both Celestine and I can play together?
So the work that I do here, there are no horses. This is actually an epic tale of a pirate queen who is, it's just, there's not, you could play the boat, maybe?
Well, is it a steamship? And I look at Crater.
It can be a steamship if you want it to be.
Yes.
Let me just rewrite the script really quickly.
What if you two were like kind of random pirates?
Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you for a better suggestion. Yes, please.
Like the gents that swab the decks or something. I don't know. What are pirates?
The seamen?
The poop deck seamen. Guys?
The poop deck guys.
The poop deck seamen.
Yeah. That could be your new name.
Yes. One and two.
Poop deck seamen one, poop deck seamen two.
Oh. Easy amendments for sure.
Mama
better than changing the entire genre of the show. Here are two mops. Do you want to practice your like mopping gesture?
Celestine stands straight up, takes his hat off, and very seriously looks at both Riot and Epoch and says, I will swab this deck better than anyone has ever swabbed it before.
That's an artist right there.
Imagine auditioning for a show and getting poop deck semen too.
Is this the most immature thing we've ever done on this show?
No.
Yet?
No.
Well, would you look at this? We got a bomb in front of us. Uh-oh.
We can bomb the world to pieces, but we can't bomb it into peace.
This is backup. You guys need it?
Yes.
Okay. We need all
the help that we can get.
Okay, I need you to open up the bomb like you're opening up a laptop. What do you see?
There's just a whack of wires here.
That's definitely not good. I'm going to need you to cut all three wires, and then I'm going to have you look for Google Chrome.
What if I use Firefox?
Can
I still find my way?
That's fine, I guess.
Sorry, boss, it has Explorer.
Oh, no. Okay, well, we can work with this. We can work with this. Okay, in Explorer, I'm going to need you to type in www.patreon.com/planetarcana.
Oh, this looks cool.
What do you see there?
Looks like there's a bunch of tiers for exclusive content.
Hey, what the heck is a recharge?
Recharge is a talkback show for the show Planet Arcana in which the cast discusses the previous two episodes and talks about, you know, fun stories about their lives. It's very interesting. It's very good.
That sounds absolutely, positively awesome.
If you like the sound of Recharge, I'm going to have you click that join button on the membership level.
Yeah.
Okay, how we doing? We still alive over there?
Yeah, boss. We're still here.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is real easy so far.
Perfect. Just put in your credit card number and you're signed up. That's step one of defusing the bomb.
I can't take the pressure.
Keep it together. Keep it together.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay. We in?
We in.
Okay, now there's a secondary, smaller bomb, right?
Oh my god, there's a bomb within the bomb.
It's a tiny bomb, baby.
Okay, this one's so easy. Anybody can do it. All you need to do is listen to the show, leave a review, and tell your friends. Can you guys do that?
That sounds simple. Anybody could do it.
4.5 stars. Good, but can still be improved.
Thanks for keeping it real.
too many dick jokes for my liking.
Feel free to put that in the review. We always like to hear from a fan. All right, finally, there should be 5 wires left. Red, white, blue, white, and blue.
Was that 6? You just counted off?
No. 2 white and 2 blue?
I'm going to need you to cut that blue wire.
Okay.
And that blue wire is going to take us back to the show.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. All right. With with all that coming together, I just want to pop in and say that probably y'all's best moment to actually identify the devil is before the show starts. Mm-hmm. And Epoch, you know that the cast, like the ones who just appeared, who mm-hmm. like are taking on the appearance of Names Ferrati you've taken down, they only talk to you. Like they only respond to you.
Mm-hmm. Rather, in your presence. They only respond in your presence.
Yeah.
Right. Phenomenal. So while you're practicing your mopping technique, I think I will just turn to Riot and say, I'm going to go and try and find the devil and strike this deal. I don't know if you would like to accompany or...
I would love to accompany. Yes, absolutely. I would love some kind of other social situation in which I can meet this devil head on. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of like very general descriptions of a few people that you could approach here. So we have a costume designer. We have a makeup artist, we have 2 actors, and we have someone working the lights.
Lights get hot like hell.
Lights do get hot like hell, but I mean, the costume designer specifically, like knowing how to dress people up, knowing how to cover grave mistakes.
I like the way you think.
Do we go costume designer?
Yes, 100%.
Let's try it.
Okay, so the person you approach has, well, you ever seen an outfit entirely in gingham pattern? Gingham?
Gingham.
It's gingham.
Gangnam
we literally
style.
Talked about this 2 days ago.
Gingham style. Gingham
yeah, style. Oma is gingham style. Yeah, better yet, ever seen a Gears android with an outfit entirely in gingham?
Whoa.
Well, you have now. Ooh,
yes.
As you approach this very short crew member who is deeply engaged in sewing jewels into the bodice of a magnificent vermilion gown.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is very beautiful.
You know this person to be Pleat Gingham.
Pleat, you do it. You surprise me every single time. Who knew you had a, you know, an affinity for fashion?
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yes, and I must say I've scoured the entire audience for plaid, and it does seem that a couple of your orchestra members do have plaid handkerchiefs, and I would just really appreciate if you could make sure that on the next show there's absolutely no plaid on the floor. 0 plaid.
Yes, we will make the switch fully, I'm sure.
You know how I feel about plaid.
Gingham's kind of a plaid, no?
What did you just say?
What
did you just say?
Just the squares.
Epoch is making the, like, cut it. Wow. Like, with the
sorry! I don't know. Sorry. I didn't mean to offend. I should have thought about my words before I said them.
Yes, well, I suggest that you do so in the future. My goodness.
My apologies.
Gingham is plaid. Don't put the squares.
Pleat, you know how we feel about gingham here. You've really convinced us you've made us see the light. I was just wondering, you know, the very, very happy to hear your message about some of the orchestra members wearing plaid. I will get rid of that immediately. Did you...
Thank you.
Did you happen to have any other messages for me?
Messages? I mean, I'm always happy to talk about gingham. Jolly little squares, don't you know? I know that you wanted this gown to be vermilion, but perhaps I could sneak a little gingham on the inside. What do you think?
I don't think so. Not for this gown, but...
Just a little gingham. Or just a little touch
no,
of gingham.
Well, maybe on, like, the back of... No, I... Under the collar, on the back. Under the collar, on the back.
Under the collar? Oh, thank you so much, boss. Thank
course,
you.
Of course, of course.
She seems rather single-minded, and in your experience with these Names Ferrati, they're kind of these, like, distillations of... They almost become like an archetype of themselves when they appear here. Roll me an insight.
Oh my gosh, I get to use my character sheet. Let's go.
Can I too?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? Let's say both of you roll me an insight. Epoch, you get advantage. This is your cast.
Nice. 19.
Oh. And I got a 22, so...
Okay. So I think, like, both of you, having convened with the devil in the past, look deep into Pleat Gingham's eyes. You pierce them. You cut straight to her core. And all you see there... is Gingham.
Well,
unfortunately, it's not the devil.
Pleat, you have a very Gingham day. It works every time.
Gingham to you, boss.
Let's go.
Nice to meet you, Pleat. Plaid isn't Gingham. Isn't Plaid?
Woo! Gingham. Yes.
Maybe we go to the lighting. Maybe you're right about the lighting.
I mean, who knows? Worth a shot. Let's. You lead the way.
Sure.
Okay. So, Epoch, you know this person's name. His name is Beam Electro. You find him in the stage's wings. He's a steam android. And some internal apparatus is like extending his legs upward as mechanical lifts, raising him into the rafters so he can fuss with a set of lights which flicker between blue, red, and purple in time with the ever-shifting orchestral chords. He wears a billowing white dress shirt tucked into a pair of suspenders, and a surge of steam occasionally bursts from his ankles, causing him to wobble precariously on his self-made stilts.
I hobble over to like this little metal pipe that like is at the like at the ground floor where we are, and it like reaches through the house up to where he is, like lets out the pipe near where he is so I can kind of talk through it.
Beam, how are you doing? How's it going?
Yo, Miss Epoch, so nice to see you. Hey, how are these spotlights looking to you? Everything in its right place?
Yeah, I think that one needs a gel over there. But, like, other than that, perfect.
Boss always knows best.
You know, Beam, I think that you, in your own sense, are a boss of these lights, you know. These lights, they absolutely need you.
Yo, thank you. Yeah, I totally love being on the lights. I love being on the board. I just love being in this position. It's cool to work under you.
Well, now you're above me, you know?
Oh, wow. Hilarious as always.
I love that you laugh at my jokes so much. But something else that I love about you is that you're like the devil. I say like it. I just throw.
All right, Bobby, you'll roll me. Insight Epoch with advantage.
As the devil.
This is either going to fly or not fly at all, and I did not prepare the brakes. I rolled 2 fives. That's a 7.
Oh, man.
Riot.
Okay, 19.
Nice.
Okay. Ooh. So Epoch, whether it's like the pressure of the night or maybe something like crashes behind stage and distracts you, there's just, you don't quite get the moment to look deeply into Beam Electro's eyes, but it's okay. Riot does so.
I'm going to come up and be like, so nice to meet you. Devilishly handsome, I'd say.
And you look deep into Beam's eyes, and as you snag on something, Beam says,
oh, thank you. I mean, I've been told that, but you know, I just don't like to be in the spotlight.
I am the spotlight.
Oh!
A grotesque transformation occurs before you. The devil puppeteers Beam Electro's body to extend his legs fully, elevating himself to his maximum height. He nearly scrapes the ceiling as he transforms, twisted horns first erupting from his head before his face extends grotesquely, sprouting tangled, matted hair as his eyes enlarge and his pupils become horizontal rectangles. His back legs become hooves, the fingers on his arms sharpen into claws. Now transformed, the devil's tall, goatly form stands before you.
Well, Epoch and Riot, what a treat.
Thank you for listening. This is Jay, one of your DMs.
Huge, massive thanks to Lexi, aka at Black Girl Mage, for joining us for episodes 45 and 46. They'll also be on our Patreon exclusive Recharge, so if you want more Lexi, which of course you do, head over to patreon.com/planetarcana. And if you want even more Lexi, which again, of course you do, you should follow Lexi immediately at Black Girl Mage on Twitter to find out everything about his series, The Strix U, an HBCU-inspired wizard school actual play. You should also follow Lexi for fun new stuff she's cooking up. I heard whispers of a new secret anthology series. Be the first to know and follow Lexi. That's all for me. See you in a couple weeks.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.